Blog Talk Radio.
All through my wandering years, I always said I was biding my time. All alone in the dark, I faced my fears, and no other heart would come to mind.
And heaven it is. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro Smith, and I welcome each and every one of you that are listening in today. We are going wild. That's what the show's about. Call 773-897-6461. It's Sunday, and I know a lot of you are going, oh, man. So hang on, because you guys know who we've got today. We've got one of the best, not only world-renowned, but just all-around really good person, the Reverend Krista Laura Urban. So those of you who are going, what? What do you say, Jethro? What I say to you is we're bringing you the best. We're bringing you not only the best psychic with a medical edge. Krista was born with this gift. She cultivated her gifts in healthcare with over 30 years as a nurse, plus years of study and practice of energy medicine, as well as medical intuitive. She is internationally ranked and certified and competed in the International Psychic Challenge in Ukraine, Seasons 9 and All-Star Seasons. This is not only one of the top psychics, but one of the most phenomenal gifted psychic ladies. You guys asked for it, and we've got some real class today. Krista, how are you doing in California?
I'm great. How are you doing in Florida? Didn't we just switch coasts here?
We did. I guess there's so many people to help. You had to just take on a little bit more of the country. And I'm so grateful that you came on, Krista. We know your schedule with not only your television, but your work and all the individuals. Everyone knows that, you know, we're going to let them know how to get a hold of Krista. Krista is one of those readers who is more happy when she's helping more people. So go to www.kristaurban.com. That's exactly how it's spelled, C-H-R-I-S-T-A. urban.com. And Krista, let them know. I've got a lot of people. The rooms are filling. We will be giving a little bit of short, quick readings to a few lucky of you listeners in today. Krista, give them a little bit of what is Krista and what is she up to?
Well, I have just relocated to the Los Angeles area after kind of being a international TV gypsy. I was working in Kiev, Ukraine for the TV network STB. I did their version of a psychic challenge show, which is kind of the American reality show model, taken where we're doing readings to help people, as well as some what I call the torture the psychic stunt challenges. Can you be psychic under duress? And that was real fun, and it was a great chance to really kind of push myself, because it was like a self-challenge. It's like, okay, this gift, how, you know, if you're going to try and electrocute me, can I still be psychic? You know? It was very crazy. I do have a link to YouTube channels. The show, unfortunately, is in Russian. I've been trying to get someone to kind of voice over it for the American people, and I might end up doing that myself down the road. And then I just got back a couple months ago from taping some episodes of their psychic detective show, which is they go into a cold case or a really twisted mystery with a couple of psychics, and we kind of break it down and find out what the problem was and hopefully try and bring, you know, peace and closure to the people. Because that's the reason I'm doing this job, is to help people, and that's been my mission with, you know, I say 30 years as a nurse, so everyone knows how old I am then, but...
Energy is timeless, and you're a beauty. You're like Patty, you know, when it comes to the energy, I've had people go, you know, you guys can, it comes down to, you know, you're just always beautiful, fresh, and lovely, and alive. And what I love about your gift, Krista, is, you know, we all know that you are fluent, not only in Germany, you know, and speaking German, but also Spanish, French, Portuguese. Can you tell us, as a psychic, when you're reading for individuals in different countries, and obviously with what you're not only your television, but your other shows, how many times, Krista, do you realize that with us, you know, can you give a little bit of a piece of what it's doing for you? I mean, I know that you're helping world renowned. Is it any different in any other countries when you come in as a psychic?
Well, you know, what was really amazing to me about going to the Ukraine was that they are such strong believers. It's not the level of skepticism that we meet with a lot of people in the USA here, where they kind of think, oh, it's entertainment. They are really believers, and people work with the police. I have some psychics that were on the shows with me that were actually doing some work for the parliament over there. So it was really kind of a shock that we were really valued. And that it was like, yeah, telepathy. Of course, you know, it's all good. And they were really, I was kind of stunned, because I kind of went, when I first went, I'm like, well, this will be interesting. And then it turned out like, wow, psychics are there, rock stars over there.
Excellent. And see, I'd heard that the Curing camera, we know that was developed over in the USSR, and one of the individuals I had studied with and told me that the camera was originally done in the United States, or in Russia, I'm sorry, in Russia, to also be able to do for the Ukraine, to work with different spy activity, and they've always believed, like you said, in the mental sending and receiving and reading minds, and I'm just so impressed. I mean, the first time I did see the video with you, I was just, you're just phenomenal, Krista. You're going, and I don't understand Russia, so I'm just reading the energy and going, go woman, good God, go girl, and you're just in there kicking, you know, taking names and just whipping around, and I was just so impressed, because I realized that you're in an intense situation. The individuals do respect us, but they expect, I feel, quite a bit more than we would here in the United States from a psychic. You have a reputation. They're expecting more from you. Am I correct?
Yeah, certainly they expect details, like, you know, they're like, well, everybody has the gift in psychics, but a good psychic can, you know, we're put you in a bad situation, and you can get us the exact details. And that's the thing that I tell everyone here, too. If you're going to a psychic or a medium, specifically a medium, because, you know, you're talking to dead people, get those validation details. Get that something that somebody just can't figure out by looking at you, or something about that person who crossed over that only you would know. And that's the kind of stuff they expect, and I think that's what everyone should expect.
I love that, and I agree. And you know, and this is where we've had individuals ask me, okay, why are you guys going for the certified? What's this with the American Federation? And we'll explain that to all you listeners. And it is exactly what just Krista said. And what I take pride in is, for my many years, and we can all know with my age that I've got years of doing this as a reader. I remember a time when you said the word psychic, and it was always said under your breath. It was like, okay, this person's a sensitive, they're an intuitive, they're coming in. And I remember a point where me and my godmother, who trained me with this, we would talk about it, and it was like she called the other people. Well, the other people were people who didn't have the gift or were scared of this. And she would say, you know, the other people, we got to be careful what we say around them. And still today, when you talk about psychics, we've been hurt by people who have, what I call people like, you know, Krista just said there. And so what I love is with me and Krista, and you've got other friends of us, we're true, accurate people. We take pride in our work. I love it when Krista was, when those of you who were watching on the show there, you can see, I mean, you pretty much were put in that situation, and it's cool to see the challenges. I mean, Krista, you're like sitting there working every energy, every facility of your psychic ability to prove that not only is this a real capability, but that you're going to the next level. I mean, do you have to take a rest after you do them, or can you tell us, I mean, what you do after a season?
Oh, yeah, after a shooting day, we would always have breaks, and literally, some days I would like to sleep for a day. And it took me, after coming back, and I the grueling schedule of the Psychic Detective Show was filming 4 episodes in about 3 weeks, so I was really in an intense production schedule, because we would work for like 18 hours on all the different aspects of the case, and it is kind of, you know, you wouldn't think it'd be exhausting, but it is. But sometimes, though, I have the other effect, too. If I'm doing a lot of readings, like if I'm doing a charity event, which I like to do, where I will donate my services. I've done Relay for Life and some cancer projects in Florida to help raise fundraising, where I'll do like 20 readings, then I won't sleep for a day because I'm so amped up on energy. So it can go either way.
And see, there's where you're hearing the real stuff. Those of you listening going, you psychics are wild. You're hearing behind the stories. This is where I had a friend tease me in Denver. I used to, for years, lived in Colorado Spring, and we would have 200 psychics in one area and 200 and 300 healers in the other area. Mile High would be just rolling with all the metaphysical. And there's where you see the real intense psychics. We would come out of there. We're the ones, like she said, with the energy going, whoa. And I always laughed because the healers were always just like they were in some cool mantra stage. They're like, like, you're making me crazy. I'm over here going, ah. So those of you who know you're getting into this career, these are the goods and the bads of it. You know, me and Krista are going to be honest with you. This career, I don't think, is for everyone. I do feel that there's a lot of people with abilities. I love the fact that all of us have the success. But when you get into this career, know that it does have twists. If you're ready for the energy, if you're ready to, like she said, another thing was charity. Krista, you're talking here about giving out charity work and doing energy. I've always done a percentage of it. Do you believe that does affect your energy? I know there's different psychics who believe that they have to do so much because of their belief with rich man, poor man theory or spreading the wealth. Then there's psychics who say doing work without the service has hurt them. How do you feel about that, Krista?
You know, I think it's all that whole law of abundance and law of attraction stuff. The more good stuff you put out to the universe, it's going to bring good stuff back to you. And whether it's charity or, you know, there are people who are in the business and they're all about themselves. And I think, you know, that might benefit you in the short term. In the long term, it'll come back around.
I love that. And see, there's very much the impressive part of what we also got going into our work is when you look at, I've had systems where people have asked me, you know, and it is a catch of what you feel comfortable. Krista, when you're working with a person's energy and that person has, a lot of times we have a lot of people talk about mediumship here in the United States, and we have a lot of our listeners from the United Kingdom, friends of our Janine and other people that are on the radio show. And there is a difference in belief with that. I know that like with a lot of readers have to kind of have different energies. What do you feel when someone wants a medium work? Is there any rules or any ideas, Krista, that you put out there for that person that you want them to do to make you and them safe? Or
Whenever I do a reading of any type, and even just before I come on the radio show, I you know, speak to my guides and kind of make a little prayer of protection and cast a shield of good energy, because there is dark stuff out there. And I used to not believe in curses and dark energy and all that negative stuff being educated in America and in our modern way and spiritualist system. But after being to the Ukraine and being in this situation with people throwing curses and doing readings where I really felt that, oh my God, you guys have proliferated with negative energy and entities and stuff. So I always make sure that there's protection, because I don't want to bring in something dark from the other side.
And very good with those writing. We've got an email here from Brittany. Brittany is writing us from Newcastle. She's asking, Krista, she has worked for many years to open her abilities. She is so fascinated by this subject, but what she's asking is, what ideas do you have for Brittany that would help her abilities along to where she could be able to do readings for others?
Well, number one is you have to just have that belief and feel and kind of empower yourself that you are good enough to do it. A lot of people are afraid when they first step out there. I started doing readings publicly with using tarot cards, and that kind of helped. And when I do teach a lot of people, I say, you know, look for a deck or an oracle or something that kind of gives you that extra support and something to work with, and that kind of makes you feel like, okay, if you draw that mental blank, you've got the card, you've got the picture, and you can work from there. That's a real good way for a lot of people to start publicly. But, you know, everything in due time. When it's your time, you'll know.
I feel like that. I feel like that with the energy, and I love that. Those of you who are writing in the questions, we've got a couple on the phone. We're going to take a few of you guys. Just know that we are an hour today, so those of you on the phone, I will give your number. It's always live, and we do pick up. I'm not trying to be mean to anybody, but we got to limit it to one because there's people behind you, and they get pushing on the phones, and I sometimes get a little bit of a headache when they start going. Everybody wants to talk to Krista and with me, and we're going to go ahead and get you guys in. So please just, you know, it's always live, so we'll just say your number. And those of you listening new to iTunes, I will call out your area code. Please just say your first name, and then I do know, due to limiting, I know that a lot of you want to do, if you do a general question, we're only going to be able to answer what the guides give. So just because of the show and the time, please have something specifically in mind. I had a lady so impressed with that. But what I love about you guys is we are gifted. What we're trying to do is we're going to give you the best we can. So for those of you calling in, have something already in head, because the guides, when you say general, that word alone, as we were talking and manifesting, opens out energy to what we're picking up. So you will pick up pieces. So, Krista, are you ready to give a few of these people some readings?
Yeah, and I'm going to reiterate that again. The more specific your question, the more specific answer we can give. If we just are tuning into energy, sometimes I may get something that's totally unrelated to what you want to know, but it's what the messengers bring in for us. So if you have a specific, like job-related or whatever, the more specific, the more specific we can be.
And that also for you guys that are doing the time, and think about this, that we're only giving you so many minutes, so you want to get the best in. So here we go. 941, you're on first. Would you like to give us your first name?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Welcome, Carla. This is Jethro and Krista Urban. And would you like to ask us a question?
Yes. What do you see for me about my career in the near future coming up?
And we're looking here in energy. Krista, I feel like, would you like to go? I feel like I'm seeing two things for you. I see there's a work happening there, and they're telling me that right now you're looking at gathering your forces together for the work.
Yes.
Have you been having sleep disturbance? That's the first thing that I get in, that you've been having some dreams or some nightmares. Are you losing sleep over this?
I think it's a little bit more over my daughter.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you, the advice that they're giving me for you is that you need to kind of work on calming your energy, and that it's going to help you to move forward with this job thing. Did you just have a really bad male boss, too, that kind of was creepy to you?
In the past, I've been working for myself. Well, I've worked on and off with chiropractors for years, but I more or less work for myself.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling like once you get this little anxiety and sleep loss thing come over, your luck is going to change. And I just pulled a tarot card for you, and that's Wheel of Fortune. So that's telling me that your luck is changing, things are moving. And work on some calming and some meditation and trying to get your sleep under control.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All righty.
Okay, thank you.
We thank you, and we're going through the energy. Those of you who are calling in, we have had a little bit of craziness, so it is energy. And we, you know, I love what we do. Those of you know, they're like, what is happening? Why is my phone going through? Remember to call the 773-897-6461. If you get bumped out, it's just times and energy. Krista, you are running at about 220. I got to tell you, it's really good. Last time I did the show was Patty Negri was on, and Patty blocked the system. The system went crazy, and we had like 40 minutes of me and her laughing together. We're getting a lot of
I amp up as an energy, but you know, we also just had another solar flare come through, so that's probably why we're getting a little technical stuff. But actually the sound for me is really good. Sometimes I really wreak havoc and I've blown radios. I have a very big electrical energy signature, and I've had one of my claims to fame is I've had lightning go through me and driven through lightning bolts and had 7 close encounters with lightning now.
I love, oh man, and I love what's happening. I've had people writing me, they're telling me that they can feel it from Facebook, they're writing over there and listening to the show on their headsets, that they're feeling better. Obviously, you not only have medical, but you have a lot of energy that's running through. They're asking if you've ever done Reiki or you have some type of toning, because you're giving them energy that's healing some things that are going on here.
Yes, I am also a healer. I have credentialed in 3 different things. I started with therapeutic touch, which is the nursing form by Dolores Krieger of healing energy, and I've worked with that for many, many years. I also credentialed in healing hands with the College of Metaphysical Studies, and I'm a Reiki master. So take your pick of what you want to call it. Why did I do that? Because it's all energy, and I wanted to look at all the different systems. Plus, for the American Federation that we spoke about, I am the chief examiner for healing. So being that, I can test anybody out in any system.
Phenomenal. That is, and that explains why this energy is so intense. For those of you who are getting the extra energy, lay back, enjoy. If you do get slightly tanned,
yes,
we do
want to send out a prayer and call to the universe to send healing to those that were listening today that needed it. So I'm glad that they're feeling it.
Very good. And we're going to our next phone call. We have an older friend of ours from a while, 253. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome, and would you give us your first name and your question you have for Krista?
My name is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
And my question is, I'm in a new friendship, but I was wondering if it's going to go to the next level.
Well, I am tuning in here, and I'm also pulling some cards. First card I pulled for you is the Magician. So does this feel very magical to you? And then the next card is a Tower, which is unexpected lightning bolt moment, like peeling away all the old stuff and moving toward the new. And the third card for you is the Four of Wands. So this is like marriage and celebration. So cards are saying this could be a good thing if you want it. It's there for you.
Okay.
Yep, it is. And the guides are also showing that the other strengths and the energies are putting together forces for all positive intentment for both. And I agree very much with Krista. We do read a little different, so you guys are getting a little bit of the piece of the energy. I also am hearing the angels telling us very clearly that there's other capabilities coming with this relationship. So I would say that the karma is, this was intended, obviously, in energy to help both, and this is going to be very good. It's exactly what you want, as Krista said. I welcome you, and thank you for calling in. We are going to go a little bit to an email, a little bit. We've got a couple other phones that are going a little wild on us. We have an email here from, this is Kerry C., and he's writing us from up in Oregon, and he's asking, through the years, Krista, he has worked with a lot of individuals who have noticed and sensed a lot of energy around him that it seemed like other animals. He's not had very many animals and has a lot of allergies to animals. Would you feel that animals are able to come around me and psychically they're staying with me from a past life? Or are these animals from, where would you suggest I do with these animals that keep coming in on the other side that people are sensing around me?
First hit I get on that is that he's got some very strong totem animals that are with him to help guide him and give him messages. And I would refer him to one of my favorite books to use called Animal Speak, which talks about the animal totems so he can learn about the energies and what those messages are being brought to him, specifically on those animals. Also, I'm feeling like there is I'm getting the itchy eye thing here because I'm a physical empath and I'm allergic to cats, and I do feel that there's a cat that's around him too that is connected to something from his past.
There you have it. And he's writing in, he goes, it is a remarkable, Krista, because I am Native American. I did not say that, and yet you are right that I have a lot of animals there. Thank you very much, and I just think you're very nice looking. So, okay, we got you got to watch these guys up in the coast. See, they start riding there, and then you got to watch him. I also had another writing in from over here in Buffalo, New York. We've had some questions here writing in about when we were listening in to Psyche's Gone Wild. You have asked us about when is June going to be giving out the madness. Oh, very simple. At the last of the month, we're going to be doing the last week of it, and we'll be giving out, put in your answers for the question is, what musical instrument was Pamela Cummings first played when she was in high school? And that's one of the questions this week. Each week we give you guys different ones. I know you guys are playing along the game, and then we're going to be giving away some free books from people who've been on the show. Pamela Cummings is one of the books, and also Living in the Psychic Realm by Jethro. Go to psychicsgonewild.com, how to play, write in your name and say, I would like to have a free book. We pick this out randomly from papers is how we do it. I have a lot of you guys tease me being psychic. I have a lot of other friends will pick it or anything just to make sure we're safe. So,
have a useful party.
Yeah, exactly. And what I love about you guys that are writing here is, always remember that when, we do tip. It's like one thing I ask you guys to do when we do these shows and we do on is to go in, take a chance, do a reading. We've got some phenomenal gifted psychics. There's not anybody that we don't have on the show or they wouldn't have that I wouldn't promote. I am real blunt, and you guys have listened to me on all the radio shows. If I either really love you or I don't. I'm a Scorpio. I can't help it. I don't have a problem with anyone, but I do have a deal with the abilities. These are the best. I bring you the best what we've got. So I've had someone ask me, how does this happen? It happens with two things. One, I do a spiritual prayer. I do an energy. The second thing is I sit down, work with the computer. And third, I always go through people like American Federation, other sites. Krista's been on, I know you've been in quite a few different areas. They're joking. Other people are going, man, how did you get such a guest? Krista, did you feel a reason to go on Psyche's Gone Wild? Because they're asking, how did you pick the show?
Our association with the American Federation, so I know that you're a trusted and ethical person. And also, I just love the name of Psyche's Gone Wild because that's like me.
And our other friend that we can't say who was also American Federation was Patty. And Patty made me laugh so bad. She goes, I feel like I should take my shirt off for all the other ladies. And about that time, oh, Patty, I forgot about the other Girls Gone Wild, the name. But it was so funny. Everybody, I had people now, it's caught on a phase where I've had a couple other ladies go, should I get up and dance or what should we do? And I said, okay, guys. So we do love all of you guys. Thank you for being
on. I'm just going to let my energy go wild. How's that?
that's fair. So Jethro doesn't get red. You guys know that I'm kind of a little bit of a hillbilly, and it's not just my name, Jethro, but I am a little bit of country backy, so I do get red easy, and I laughed at you guys. The guys that give me this name, and I didn't realize the reference of the other, before, but I do like you. So I love that, the energy going wild, and thank you, Krista, because that's when the guys first told me this, I think that's exactly what they wanted. It was real, true psychics working together. I worked a psychic site, and one of the ironic things was I couldn't say, and I could say, so when I got done, the joke was what I could say was the sun will come out and the moon will come down. If I said anything else in there, I was getting flagged the whole time. And I realized, okay, if I were calling in, how would I want a reading? I want someone to, like you said, tell me something I didn't know, help me with my situation, and very much not only be true but accurate. And what I loved was Psyche's Gone Wild came into play because I'm like, you know what? We also need to be wild. I went to a reader a couple years ago, sit down. They didn't know who I was. I was in a small town. The girl was so nervous and so worried that she let me know that all these horrible things were coming. And I left there. I didn't know what the things were, but I knew that from her she was very stressed. I was very sad. And my teacher, which you guys will hear about in my third book here, he made me laugh so bad. We were together, and he goes, she's right. You're not happy. I'm not happy. And obviously something's really sad, because he goes, we know with psychics. And he goes, you didn't tell her anything. But he also, at the same breath, you asked her specific questions. I was getting a divorce, and she told me that this was going to be a great relationship, although it was really bad. So I took that as a divorce. Long story short, I learned that when you guys are interpreting it, I want to give you the better reading. So that's why Psychics Gone Wild came in. As Krista said, we're just crazy. We're wild. 407, let's see if you want to get wild with us. What would you like to ask us? 407 seems to be caught up in something that's got their tongue. Hello? Okay.
Yes.
Yes?
Hi, Jethro.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, this is Pakira. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, Pakira. I'm doing great. I'm really getting wild here, and we've got one of the most phenomenal psychics in the world, Krista Urban. Do you have a question for her, Pakira?
Yeah, just one question I have. Well, I've been praying for a job, and I applied to McDonald's like 3 days ago, and I want to know, am I going to get interviewed and hired, and why? That's the question that I have.
First thing I'm picking up is that there's two opportunities. I'm not really getting a big hit on the McDonald's, but have you applied to somewhere else, too, something that you're waiting for?
Well, I applied to so many places. Like, I have a business management degree, college degree, so I applied to different places. And I figured I should try McDonald's, since that's, like, down the street from me, not too far.
Mm-hmm. They're telling me that you are definitely, they're going to consider you overqualified for that, but I am feeling that you are going to have a second thing coming in. I'm drawing some cards here for you, and that's showing me the Nine of Coins. This is the woman who is in charge of her life and in charge of the money, and the money is going to be coming in. And the next card is the Star. That is your hopes and dreams. So I'm going to tell you to think high hopes. Go big. There is going to be something there, and I feel like you're going to go through a set of several stage interviews and really work on your interviewing skills, is what my guides are telling me. You need to amp up and be ready to interview well.
Yeah, so the McDonald's job would be overqualified for me?
Yeah, I think that I'm not feeling the McDonald's thing, Jethro. How about you?
I feel the same thing, and I do feel there's something here that's happening with it. I do feel there's something better. I agree with Krista. Your guides are working with it. Would you be willing to work with us a little bit on manifesting a little bit to help everybody else?
Yes.
Because I feel the frustration in you, and I also feel, did you have in your family anybody that came along in your family that used to say things like, save a dollar, something about money, something that put ideas there that financial, you had to really go about getting the dollar. They put some kind of ideas there for you, because I feel like you've got to work, but somebody's put some kind of block there in your path with the money.
Well, they probably do, because I heard like so many deals about money, like money don't make you happy, and money is the root of all evil and all that. Money is a curse. So yeah,
my grandma says
things like that.
Yeah, and that's what's got you jammed up, honey. You need to kind of get that spiritual balance. And money is just energy. It's a movement of energy in a way. And some people use it for validation that it's not for, but we need it to function in the world. So you need to work on kind of changing your relationship and how you see that, and then you're going to be able to bloom. It's really going to be a blossoming for you.
So how should I feel about money?
You should feel it's good about it. You should feel that it has its place. It's like anything. You know, if you have sugar, sugar's a great thing unless you overdo it and it will hurt your system. You know, honey is a good thing, but if you eat too much of it, it can cause it. Money is a good thing in its place, and it's used as a vessel to what we want. I feel you should feel yourself magnifying for it. I don't feel you should go after it like it's the end-all, because it's not. But it is our way of bartering. So I want you to do me a visualization. I want you to see yourself write out some some things on a piece of paper. Use green, and I laugh. You know, people tease me. You've seen me on my pictures on Facebook and all that. I am a little kid. Take a Crayola, sit down, put a big green dollar sign, write it out, make it positive, visualize it positive for you, feel it magnifying coming into you. See yourself with the money. Money does smell funny, so you've got to make yourself a positive energy. Mint is put in money, so what you've got to do is you've got to visualize the money's coming in. It's a good exchange. It is a positive. And yes, I agree, money doesn't make us happy, but I also need to put the energy out. It also helps us get by, so the things it's able to do make us happy, living and enjoying ourselves. So you got to break that focus. I'm going to include for you today a free class by Psyche Jethro. Get a hold of me at Psyche Jethro AOL. Put down your telephone number because I secretly know that because you called in. And I will give you a free class on how to manifest and how to change the energy. I've done this for years. I'm really good with people. I bring in energy to help. And we're going to work with you on the fact of breaking that money idea. Every time you hear those tapes, and we all hear them in our mind. I mean, Mom used to tell me, with my case, Jethro, if you have 7 helpings, you're going to be very big. Well, you know, what was happened with me is I used to go, I love to eat. And I my family owned restaurant. I could eat whatever I wanted. So I'm using that as an example. Whenever I hear you're going to be very big, I always go, now I've turned that into a positive. Yes, I'm going to be very well big and well known. I eat enough that's good for me, and I do. I've had a very good metabolism. I've always never had to worry about, you know, other situations. But it did make me feel awkward. I never really enjoyed a meal. So for you and the money, when you hear those tapes, you need to mentally go, money is good. It does provide for me. It's great. Money is going to be a way for me to live well and have my life that I'm entitled to. It's taking back your power from words that were put in. Manifesting is bringing it in, and it's feeling it, knowing that it's going to be good for you. I see that we're going to help you get a job here that's not only good for you, but just what Krista said, something that's more along your line. Because also, what also is happening for you is I felt a little quiver in your stomach when you asked Krista. You want to work so bad, and they've got you so much belief in money that now you're going for a place here, and you're like, ah, but I need to make that stuff. That stuff's kind of ooh, but I want to make it. I want you to feel it, because granted, I know I'm going to get emails. You guys can write me already. Jethro, what are you telling her? What I'm telling you is that money is good. What can happen with it, like anything else, can be bad. Krista, what would you help her with to help her manifest?
Well, I think too that just doing some affirmations that she is worthy, that, you know, and self worth, I feel is a connection in there, and self love, that it's okay to have things, and to create the perfect affirmation. And what I've been having people do with affirmations is take a dry erase marker, not a Sharpie because that's hard to get off, but a whiteboard marker, and write right on your mirror where you get ready in the morning. So you've got that affirmation right in your face every day that, you know, I am worthy. Or I do mostly health affirmations, but any kind of thing to help put that programming in, switch that gear, because it takes 30 days to make a new habit. So we got to undo the bad and do 30 days of positive affirmations and changing your relationship with the money so you can move forward with it.
Yes, Jethro, what is your email again, please?
It's thank you, and it's Psychic Jethro, that's the PSYCHIC, and then my name, JETHRO @AOL.com. I know you call in from YouTube, so you might have to sneak in there on YouTube and hit me through YouTube, because I know you do through you're one of my Twitter buds.
Yes.
My Twitter friends, I guess I should call you.
Yes. So I'll email you and just tell you this is my email.
Okay.
Okay.
I will help you. Thank you. Blessings to you. Glad you called in. You keep calling in, and we're going to get you rolling, girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We are going wild, and what we're doing is we're helping people, and I say we. It is Jethro Smith and Krista Laura Urban. Krista, we have more people going insane on you. They're going, Krista wrote and asked about, we were writing Krista and asking her about healing. I have had problems with my left side of my body for quite a long time. I have been to a doctor. They said there's nothing going on with me, but I keep having something that it feels like there is a pinched nerve or something that's tingling in my elbow down to my wrist. Should I continue to keep looking, or is this something metaphysical? What is your opinion, Krista?
First thing I feel that is there's past life connection. A lot of times these kind of insidious, undiagnosable things are connected to a past life injury. I also, what's concerning me is wondering what's going on in their relationship, because I'm feeling like there's something, definitely an energetic imbalance in their life that's manifesting physically. And I draw a couple of cards here, and the first card that I come up with is the Lover. So there's a partnership or some kind of issue that's causing that imbalance.
Oh, man, we're getting the energy and the buzz as Krista's on today. They're writing back. They go, thank you very much. I love your love listening to you. Please come on again. Well, we're going to get Krista on again. That's good that we've got all of our fans going. We're going to go back.
Yeah, we don't melt down the system.
It is high energy. It is rocking. 302, it's up to you. How are you, 302?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you doing?
Really good. I welcome you. Thank you for calling Psyche's Gone Wild. And you are?
I'm Gail.
Gail, thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for our phenomenal Krista?
I do. Let's see if I can word this. I recently found a new friend, I guess you could say, but I'm not really sure his intentions as to why we became friends to begin with. I know that really probably doesn't make any sense, but I'm not sure how else to say it.
Okay, so your question, what is your question? I'm sorry, I was kind of trying to tune into the energetic here.
I just want to, we became friends, and I guess I better give you a little bit about a background. I started to speak to him as a psychic. And we became friends. So I no longer, you know, seek him as far as advice and that sort of thing, because it's just, you know, I just don't feel right about that. But I just don't know what his intentions are as far as a friendship, if it's going to develop, or if it's just one of those things.
Well, the first card I've drawn on you, and the first thing I get is I want to agree with one of those things, and then I'm drawing cards here too, and I get the Ten of Swords. So this is telling me that it's kind of over and ended and shifted. I think I don't feel that it's going to go any further, and I feel that you really need to tune into your gut on this, because I think you're feeling a lot of hesitancy, and you need to listen to yourself on this.
Okay.
And another card is Queen of Swords. This is the woman alone. This is a separate woman, and the woman with a strong word. So if this was a relationship, I would say this would end in a divorce, or that it's not going any further.
Okay. Yeah, I mean...
Is that kind of clear? I think there's... You know, the professional boundaries with psychics and relationships and friends, certainly you are right to not get readings from someone who's that close to you or that you're thinking other things about. So I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think it may be because, I mean, I am personally going to be going through a divorce with my husband. That's been kind of
a situation going on. Okay.
That's pretty much... determined, but we talked on Facebook and we chatted and we spoke it on the phone, but I'm trying to, you know, keep a level head. I'm not looking for anything to develop, but I just don't know what if he truly wants to become friends and to develop a friendship.
I draw the card of the Nine of Wands, dear, and this is the card of protection. It's someone sitting there, and they've got a shield with a stick around them. So I'm going to tell you to be very careful. And the guys are telling me that you need to be protected right now.
I need to be protected? Is that, I'm sorry.
You need to keep your energy shields up because I feel like. With the divorce and the energy that you've got going on right now, that you need to kind of be on your guard and be guarded.
Okay.
Jethro, anything to add? No. Did we lose Jethro?
I think Jethro is...
I'm back. The guides are doing something where you can't run me off my show. My goodness, the energy is going good. Krista, I thank you. What I heard there was excellent. The guides cut me off and I bounced back. Woo. I agree with what you said there very much. We thank you for calling, Gail. I do have an energy that they're telling me too with you to make sure. I know that I agree very much with Krista about reading with the other energy. I like what you're calling with one of us to do it. They're telling me that you're karmically handling something of yours. This year is going to be able to bring this relationship to all of what it has to do. It's like not only your past one there, but this one that you were talking about when it kicked me off. I don't know why, but it decided to run me through. We got there, and I want to thank you. And obviously, our phones are going a little bit on the haywire. We laugh. This has gone wild. Krista, we were just...
I'm back. I can hear you again.
It took you, Krista, too. It's taken all of us. We're all bouncing back and forth. It's called the energy, and we love it, you guys. It happens, and what we're going to do is we're going to go to Gail. We hope that helped you with that time we had there with you. Your energy
is strong. That was breaking up so bad. I'm sorry that if I couldn't get the message through very clearly.
No, I think you did well. It took me off, and I came back, and what I heard while I was on the other part of the other room was going good. 617, you're in live. How are you, 617?
I am fabulous.
Hi.
I just love that word, fabulous.
And it rocks. We love when you're like that. This is Jethro, and you are...
This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome, and I'm so glad you're fabulous. You just rock. And here is our phenomenal Krista Urban. Would you like to ask Krista a question?
Yes. Hi, Krista. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What can we answer
good,
for you?
Good. Actually, I'm calling in regards to romance. It has been... Oh, my gosh. Let me see. I'm sad to say, about 10, 11 years since I've actually had romance in my life. Isn't that sad? It's not even funny anymore.
These are the honest ladies. Where do I mean, they call the psychics and you just rip these people.
there's a reason for that, because you've been in a really creating a new you phase over that time and really kind of shifting your energy. So
yes.
you needed to be on your own for that time. So it's not bad. I think it's perfect. So you're looking to see, is it time now to move forward with somebody new?
Yeah, just kind of step out and see, you know, see what's out there.
Well, number one, you do have to step out. Two of Wands is the card that comes up, and this is the bright light on the other side of the forest, so you are coming out of the tunnel of this. I feel that you are going to connect with someone. I'm picking up, I draw the King of Swords here, so this is the strong, handsome, kind of grounded energy man. He could be in the legal field or kind of very, I'm feeling very well educated with this. I'm feeling, though, that it's not going to be in the next couple months for you, maybe leaning more towards fall. Have you got an event or trip or something coming up this fall?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You got something coming up this fall where you're going somewhere? Because I almost feel like you're going to meet this person when you're kind of out or traveled somewhere.
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
I'll keep your eyes open for that, because this person isn't in your immediate vicinity. I feel like they're actually maybe living somewhere else right now. So if there's someone that's moving into your area, or you're going to are you in the financial business? I'm also picking up on big money and finances here.
No. Wow.
And a coin card comes. So there is money lurking around here for you too. And this could be either inheritance or your job really kind of being able to put some money aside.
Yes, because actually I'm in the process of looking for a job.
Mm-hmm. That's coming too.
Wow.
And new opportunities I think by fall, things are really going to be shifted for you. The summertime is going to be a little, I see the new job coming in. Now, words and writing keep coming in, and Ace of Swords is all about words and air and writing. So get your resume together, what they're telling me, and look at it. Have someone else look at it under new eyes. Get a, like a fresh look on your resume, and that's going to help you too.
Okay. Excellent. Fantastic. Oh, I'm sorry. Fabulous.
I love the way Brenda says that. She has a way of making fabulous just go to a new level of that.
That was very good.
Yeah, you've got aces coming. All good things are coming for you, honey. Lots of new opportunities.
Good. Good. It's been a long time, but again, I don't regret the time. I really don't. It's more of like a you planting the seeds and you're waiting for them to sprout and to blossom and bloom. So this is very good.
Yeah, the summer is blossoming, and by fall you're going to have a good harvest. I see, like I said, a new job opportunity coming in and a new guy.
Good. Good. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you very much.
And Brenda, please put in on the Psyche's Gone Wild so you know. And the instrument I'm going to let you know over there is Pamela Cummings Learn to Play with the Violin. So if you put violin in, you'll get a chance to win one of the 7 books we're going to be giving away for June Madness.
Ooh,
plus
nice,
three half-an-hour readings with psychic surprises from here.
Oh, nice. I will do that, definitely. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Tell them you heard it here. And we are going on. Psyche's Gone Wild has went a little bit wilder. We thank you, Krista. We only blew one system up. We're still on one leg. We're dragging home. We've got 9 minutes. This is wild. We have 2 more callers coming up on the phones. We're going to try to get you in 9 minutes, so please limit it to 1 question. 856, how are you?
High-speed power readings here. Certainly,
hello?
People, when they session with me, it's a lot more than just what we're doing on the radio.
Oh, no kidding. We've got. I think I've now got another inch of hair since we started. It's grown. 856, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Would you like to give us your name and a question you have?
Sure, Rose Maria, and whatever you pick up.
Okay. Whoa, whatever we pick up for Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. Well, we're going to... Rose Maria, you've got good energy coming for you. You know what? First card I draw is the Fool, and the Fool is all about making that leap of faith. So are you thinking about, I pulled the 6 of Wands, so that tells me that you've got some skills and you're looking forward to some new stuff. Are you working on a new job situation, too? That seems to be a theme today.
Yes, in a couple of weeks.
Yay! She's rocking.
That's so good, you know what? But I'm going to tell you one thing, they're giving me a thing, watch out. There's going to be one woman there that you're going to watch out for. She might want to be your friend, but she's one of those people who will shake your hand with one hand and stab you in the back with another hand. So watch out for your new people at work, okay? That's what they gave me. Like,
oh, at work?
There's someone there who is going to be very charming, but they're really out. They're not, okay?
Be careful with those coworkers.
It's somebody else that I know.
Oh, no. Rosemaria.
Okay, good.
Have you been partying without us again?
I think so.
Oh, you little animal. We love you differently. I feel with the energy with you. I know you've called a couple times. I feel like family, and I tease you. I hope you're okay with it. You know, with me, I can never be serious. I love you dearly. I do feel that. I want you to protect. Krista's very right with it. I do feel that because of your beliefs, you're a very good-hearted person. I agree with her about the person later. I also see that you're going through something that's going to strengthen you up. I see that you're looking inside, and you're placing some energy in that heart chakra to do another love, but the love's still there for the past.
Cool.
And so I see this happening.
Cool. Appreciate it. And lay off the AW root beer. And sorry to hear about your brother.
Thank you. I will. See, this is how you guys know you guys got, I got fans. I love you. Thank you. And I only tease you. Everybody's like, what is he telling her? I'm teasing her because you do this long enough, you become friends. I will lay off the AW root beer. That's good. Okay. That's what I love about this show is everybody's kind of a little bit of psychic and a little bit teasing, and that's what we do. We've got time.
Those corn syrup is bad for you, man. Watch that A&W.
And we love 719. How are you? You get to ask one question real quick. Let's give us your first name.
All righty. This is Kelly. My question really quick is, I feel like I'm bottlenecked. So it's like, what can Krista tell me about what is the best way out of the bottleneck other than trying to widen the bottle so I can pour out 15 projects at once? Because I feel really stuck in a lot of the things I'm doing. It's like, I'm stuck on weight loss. I'm stuck on...
Okay.
First thing they're showing me is that you've been doing, this is the same thing over and over again. You need to try a different way. You've kind of been working the same problems, but not getting anywhere because, like I said, you are definitely stuck. I don't see it as a bottleneck. I see like you're stuck. They're showing me like you're stuck in this loop there. I think that you need to find a new teacher or mentor is what they're showing me. They're showing me that there's somebody who is going to have the system that is going to kind of finally hit the click with the weight loss. And, whoops, I just got a fuzz in my head and it just was blank. What else were we going on? It just stopped there. Sorry.
You know, weight loss is a good one. It's like, yeah, go for that. Because part of it is I hurt my hip a while back, and I put on 50 pounds, and I've been struggling ever since to take it off. It's like, it went on easy enough, and it's like I'm having a heck of a time getting it off.
I'm sorry, there was so much static. I did not catch any of that. It sounded like you were blowing bubbles underwater.
Oh, no. Okay. What I said was I hurt my hip a while back, and it's like I put on 50 pounds easy enough, but it sure is hard taking it off. It's like my thought was I can put it on easy. I should be able to take it off easy once I can exercise again, and it's not proving to be so.
Yeah, I'm feeling is your hip still giving you issues? I'm feeling that you need to be doing some strengthening exercises, too, with not only but your hip and your back, and really changing up your exercise regime, too, because that's part of this whole thing. I feel like your metabolism is at a little bit of a standstill. Are you taking antidepressants? I don't know. This is kind of a personal question, but that's what has come
in.
No,
that's a fair question. I'm not. What I do is I'm very holistic. I'm really into herbs. I'm really into vitamins. I've got, you know, a couple good things that I personally use on those. And, I mean, I really like them, but I'm just kind of like, is it, you know, I'm to the point, is it stuck energy in my body that I have to release? Because I had a releasing moment last week, and it's like I had a ball session for about an hour, and I was like, well, that was refreshing because it exposed, you know, part of something that I hadn't known was still there, but it's like I was wondering if that was tied to weight loss, too.
Yes.
You know, it's got to be an energetic release.
I do feel that you do have some tied stuff stuck in there. I feel like doing a rebirthing or a cord cutting or working with a spiritual healer who's going to take you in deep to do some of those levels of more metaphysical work that's going to help release some of this. I feel that there's definitely something there. I'm drawing the card from the Herbal Tarot that comes up is doubt, which is not doubt. It is all about rebirth. And also I drew the card of the King of Swords. This is St. John's Wort. That's why I asked about if you were having some issues with depression and stuff. So. But the vision comes up, so you are going to, you know, you are going to be able to work through this. I think you do need to do a session, you know, with someone who does, like I said, rebirthing, a shamanic journey, and there's so many names for the same kind of thing that we all do with healing. So finding someone that could do a local in-person session with you is what I'm going to recommend.
Excellent.
And we got,
alrighty, thank you.
We apologize for the craziness. The phones are going cut big back forth. We got 2 minutes left to get our 2 cents in, and we're going to give 925 at 2 minutes to see what you'd like to ask. Could you give us your first name and a question real quick, 925, before we run out that door?
Hi, it's Jane. I'm just wondering if I'm going to meet anybody in the next 3 months that is going to be significant.
Seven is the first thing that pops in my head. That it may not be in 3 months, but closer to 7 months. I do think that there will be somebody coming in. I'm drawing tarot cards here too, and I'm getting the Three of Cups for you, and this is the three ladies raising their glasses in a toast and celebrating.
And we thank you, Jane. We're getting a little later. I agree. We're down to the last second of it. I want you guys to thank you. This has been Psyche's Gone Wild. Keep tuning in every day. We're here between 3 p.m. or 9 p.m. One of the two will be here. What's even more fun is we are going wild. Krista Laura Urban, you are phenomenal, and I thank you for not only sharing your positive energy, but all of your extra healing abilities today. I do feel better. I was a little worried when I first started the show that I was not certain about myself physically, and I feel so great. I want to thank you for all the positive intent you brought us, and know you are welcome back here. We will have to talk about the American Federation, which we are part of, which is a true, accurate organization, and another show. We run out of time.
Exactly. Well, thank you for having me, and you guys can find me at KristaUrban.com or on Facebook. I'm all over the place.
Great. We welcome all of you guys and tune in. Like I said, we've been having all these crazy shows. We do know that Monday is Bonnie Albert. She will be helping you. If you have issues with sexual abuse, have had energies with relationships, she will be there talking with you. These are adult topics. We do encourage each of you to come in with some questions. Gary will also be there working with you for some litmus stone readings. The man is not only accurate, he's from Texas. He is serious. Be ready. Grab on to it Mondays. If you want to start your weekend out, give us a call. Take care. See you next week.